This is John McMullen, welcoming you to episode 7 of The John Mack Show. Yesterday I was at the luncheon that we have monthly in my old neighborhood, Inwood, on the upper, at the northern end of Manhattan Island in New York City. We have it once a month at the restaurant known as the Piper's Kilt, which is on Broadway, just north of 27th Street. And the attendance can vary from 4 people during bad weather to 25 people during nice weather, or depending on who's passing through town from wherever they happen to live. People come to the luncheon from the immediate area, there's 2 or 3 who still live in the neighborhood, or from Westchester County, or from New Jersey and Long Island, or if they happen to be passing through, they will come to the luncheon. Now, what's the attraction of this neighborhood that people come back to after 40 years, after 50 years, after 25 years, to meet other people, many of whom they were very close with, but some they hardly knew, but they shared in the connection of the neighborhood? When I grew up in Inwood in the 1950s and the early 1960s, it was a Irish Catholic Jewish neighborhood, bounded on, as it still is obviously, on the west side by the Hudson River, and on the northern and the eastern side by the Harlem River, and on the southern side by Washington Heights, and the break line there is about 187th Street. So Inwood went from 187th or 188th Street up to 225th Street, which is the northern tip of Manhattan Island. The residential area really ended at 218th Street, and just north of that is the complex of Columbia University, which when I was growing up held only their football and baseball fields. Now it also holds a hospital, part of Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. It was the time that it was a pre-pill, many children, Irish Catholic Jewish neighborhood, that had a reputation of having more bars than any neighborhood in New York City, that was confirmed in some statistics in encyclopedias of New York City and by Walter Winchell, who used to refer to it as Ginwood. The bars were obviously more of an attraction to the Irish Catholics than it was to the Jewish people, but we were all very close. As we grew up, we all went to different schools. Some of us went away to school, but we all came home to play. Part of Inwood is Inwood Hill Park, which is between the Hudson River and the apartment houses on the to the east of the Hudson River, and it contains the largest forest in New York City. So it was a place where people went to have their first cigarettes, to have their first cans of beer, to have their first walks with their sweethearts. Now, during those years, there was no sex, at least with the Irish Catholics. They were all afraid of either going to hell or becoming immediately pregnant, and because it was both pre-pill and it was a very strict Irish Catholic neighborhood. Over the years, Inwood has captured me, just as it did when I was growing up there. I spent the first 24 years of my life, minus the year that my mother kidnapped me to Washington, D.C. after my father died, in Inwood. My oldest friend lived on the first floor of my apartment house. He later was also kidnapped by his parents to Larchmont, New York, and he went off to Yale, and then he became a newspaper correspondent. He was news correspondent in Vietnam during the war, and he came back to become the editor of various magazines. He's still one of my closest friends. Another friend lived on the third floor of my house, and he moved around the country with IBM, and then he wound up going up to New Hampshire, where he eventually retired. Both of these come to the luncheons when they can. There were many of my close friends lived on the same block that I grew up in, so we go back years and years and years. And it's very interesting how we still all relate to each other. When I moved out of the neighborhood in 1964, I expected that I would build other relationships in other places, as I did, But I still had contact with my old friends. And in 1984, there was a publicized a request for teams to run in a relay from Manhattan to Mahopac in Putnam County, just north of me. The non-locals call it Mahopac. And we put the team together. I was the manager, not a runner. And then we realized that we needed people to drop them off and pick them up and to give them water and stuff. And we wound up saying, well, it's a good reason for a party. And we wound up with 116 families at the lake fairly close to me. People came from Houston, from Miami, from Los Angeles, just to be here. And then occasionally, because we had this big mailing list, we'd have mailings and would have occasional luncheons. Then in the late 1990s, a couple of us put together a dinner honoring a teacher that we had in Good Shepherd Grammar School. And we went back to the same mailing list. And then we wound up getting together more often for lunch, and then it became a monthly thing. It keeps us close. We talk about this, and we all email each other about various things. There are obviously very divergent opinions on politics, on religion. People have become more religious, and others have walked away completely from their background. None of these things enter into causing problems for us, because we have that common thread. There have been people I grew up with that I was very close with that I wouldn't have liked if I met later in life for the person that they had become, but I always liked them for the person that they were. So if you're interested, there are links from my webpage, which is www.johnmack13, that's JOHNMAC, johnmack13.com, or you can email me with questions at johnmack13@gmail.com. If you're in the area ever on the first Wednesday of the month, and we have had writers there and reporters who weren't from Inwood, it's the first Wednesday of the month at 1 o'clock at the Piper's Kilt, which is on Broadway just north of 27th Street. The phone number there is 212-569-7071. I hope to see you there. I hope to hear from you. And until next time, see ya.